Hello, Malcolm here. Welcome to Quiet Time Coaching. I'm just finishing off my prayer walk through the woods, nearly home, in the dark. It's January, and you might be able to hear the birds beginning their dawn chorus around me. Some light is beginning to penetrate the darkness as the day proper begins. And what's on my mind this morning is something that just happened a few minutes ago. There was a bit of a cacophony, and some birds were calling very loudly, and I realized what birds they were. I made a recording, which I'm going to play to you in a minute. But let me tell you about these birds. So the birds I heard were tawny owls. You don't get to see them very often. They're quite elusive. But I know they live in these woods. I've heard them before. I've not actually seen them. My wife has. My wife, the bird expert between the two of us, knows a lot more about birds than me, but we'll come on to the significance of that in a minute. These birds were calling to each other, and I recognised them. I recognised that they were tawny owls. I'm no bird expert, but I recognised that. I couldn't see them, but I could hear them. And the male was calling to the female, who was responding. These are the owls that do the twit and then the hoo afterwards. And you'll hear that on the recording. Right, let's play that now. Have a listen. What's the significance of all this? Well, I would never have known that those birds were tawny owls. I would not have been able to tell the difference between their bird calls and any other bird. I would not have been able to tell you which of the calls were the male and which were the female if it were not for my wife. For my wife has a strong interest in birds, and she's become quite an expert, because she would deny it, but the truth is, at least compared to me, she's a real expert. And she's begun to not only recognise birds by sight, but also by their calls. Her mother and her father are real experts in this as well. And so she's learned to tell the difference between one bird and another, even between the male and the female calls. And we were talking about this the other day, and she played me some recordings of the male call and the female call, and I found it quite hard to tell the difference. And we've talked about this a while, actually, but something stuck the other day. And I realised, oh, that's the male, that's the female. And when I heard them this morning, I knew exactly which one was which. It made me think about how we recognise God's voice. How do we know that it's God who's guiding us? When we pray and we sense a sense of guidance, or when we have some ideas, how do we know that it's from God? This is very important as we think about the year ahead. And this made me think about Eli and Samuel. You probably know the story, 1 Samuel 3. Samuel is a young boy, is asleep, and God speaks to him, and not once, not twice, but three times he goes to Eli. Eli doesn't recognize that it's the voice of God until the third time, but then he's able to say to Samuel, it's God. Go and listen and do whatever he tells you to do. Samuel needed Eli to be able to discern that it was the voice of God. I needed Penny to teach me how to discern the voice of the tawny owl and the difference between the male and the female. And perhaps this is one of the key ways that we can discern whether our ideas, whether our thoughts are from God or beneficial to God's kingdom or not. Have you run your ideas past a friend who you trust to have a spiritual mindset? Have you run your New Year's resolutions, your goals, your aspirations for the next few weeks, months, and the year ahead past somebody? Have you consulted somebody who can give you their perspective? They may be right, they may be wrong. It doesn't mean that somebody else has the voice of God for you, but isn't that one of the ways that God guides us? Samuel needed Eli. I needed Penny, and I need others in my life. I've got ideas for the Watford Church. I'm running them by the church members at the moment because I have my ideas and I like my ideas, but they may not be the right ones, and we need to do some work collectively, spiritually, to work out what's best for the movement of God amongst us for the year ahead. I've got some other ideas to encourage people who love to teach God's word across the UK. Again, running those ideas past friends of mine like Douglas Jacoby, Tim Dannett, and others, just to get their perspective. And this is one of those things that when we've got a favourite idea, we might find it hard to submit it to the scrutiny of others in case they don't feel about it the same way we do. And I always feel very vulnerable when saying, well, I think God might be guiding me this way or to make this decision. What do you think? It is a scary place to be, at least for me anyway. But on the other hand, I know that I've been saved from many foolish decisions by asking others what they think. And sometimes they're able to show me that this definitely is not God's will. Sometimes they're able to show me a nuance or a subtlety to the decision that will make it more amenable to God working in my life. But nonetheless, I need people like that. Well, today, I accurately was able to discern the voice of the tawny owl. But more importantly, I need to discern the voice of God in my life. What's your plan to do that? I would love to know what helps you. So please leave a message, drop me a line to let me know how it is that you find it best to tell whether it is God guiding you or just your own plain human ideas. Until the next time, take care and God bless.
Thanks for listening today. Please add your comments on this week's topic and leave them publicly so that we can learn from each other, because we do learn best when we learn in community. If you know someone who might benefit from this recording, do please pass it on. Subscribe to the podcast, leave a review in iTunes or from wherever you get your podcast if you don't mind, because it would increase the visibility of these recordings and more people will then hopefully benefit. And I pray that until the next time, you have a wonderful week of quiet times, of times of quiet with God, which draw you close to his heart and refresh your faith. Until the next time, take care and God bless.